All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking
take all you want! I got a Spider-Man t-shirt.
I got comfort. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
What's up? How are you?
Good.
It's slightly cooler than last week.
I don't know that it qualifies to be too darn hot part two.
Hot two?
No.
Pat.
I ain't the fucking rat.
Too darn pat.
Too darn hot.
It's
quite warm.
It's quite warm. There you go. Episode 297, quite warm.
No. I'm calling it episode 297 preview night.
That's right.
Indeed.
This is right now, even as we speak.
All of the cool
San Diego,
kids.
California. Hundreds of thousands of people are preparing or all have already begun standing in long lines, fighting with each other, running, falling, getting hurt, seeing things that we're going to see on the internet without having to go through all that hell anyway, and getting and purchasing exclusives that they will sell for 3 to 7 times their value on eBay.
I got a little bit of a twang of, I wish I was there.
Yeah, I felt that he's a while. I think he's a big fan of conventions in general. I think it's going to be good.
But really, like seriously, like for the longest time, I was like, fuck San Diego, I'm never going back, blah, blah, blah. And then the other day I was like,
you know what?
Kind of wish I was going this year.
Why?
Why this year? I just felt something.
Deep down, I don't know what it is. Deep down in your soul.
It could be.
Your heart beats.
That's terrible.
Cancer?
That's terrible.
Well, listen, if that's the kind of feeling you're having, I don't think cancer's off the table.
Wow.
All right.
That's a good beginning for everybody. Right. Now that we've driven away all of the listeners.
That's right. If you're on your way to chemo, maybe you want to turn off this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, The Big Casino.
That's right.
297 on the road to 300.
That's right. Where we have nothing planned for episode 300.
Now we got plenty of stuff.
Sure.
Planned.
Sure.
Right. It's the execution part.
Yeah, the execution part is where we have problems.
Someone's going to get executed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what? I'm really glad that OG beeped that out because that could be entirely insensitive.
You're right.
And
it's insensitive and I don't want to go there. I meant the case and that they're going to kill Zimmerman. Anyway.
That's right.
We're just going to move on. That's why we have a beep, sir.
That's why we have a delay?
When you screw up.
All right. Listen. Let's move on with this episode before it becomes too darn hot.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
So many things.
Quite a few.
There are a couple things that I'm calling pre-Comic-Con, Comic-Con news. And then there are a couple of things that are just in the news.
Can you get pregnant from the pre-Comic-Con?
No.
Just asking.
No, because someone comes down and wipes the seats with a little Lysol first. So you're safe. No preggers, no HIV. We're all good.
No HIV. Wow. No. So now we've hit cancer and back.
What's left? What's left? I'm sure we can find something.
Terrible virus.
Heart disease. Can we?
We did that already too.
Oh, did we? All right.
Wow.
Let's talk about
bacterial infection.
Staph infection. You could get the Consars, which is a serious thing.
Or you could eat a school lunch in India.
How many people? How many billions died from that? One lunch? They were yesterday. Passing it around, right? I know.
It was like, I'm serious. I don't know. I heard some kids got sick. Did some actually die?
It was a school lunch in India. It was like half an apple and a bottle of dirty water, and like half the population is now sick.
Wow.
Awful. What?
It is.
I'm not kidding.
It's not far off. I mean, it is something. No, they cooked potatoes in a weird
22.
In
22 children.
22
died.
Children? Yeah, see, that's not funny. But it's like they cooked potatoes in motor oil or something, and they were like,
it had insecticide.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
Okay.
See? It's like motor oil.
Motor oil kills bugs.
Sure does. You drown them in it.
Wow.
I don't know if you want to go spraying your... Yeah, that's it. Spraying birds and shit. Oh my God. Speaking of this, totally not anything to do with geek stuff, but I was walking to my office building this morning, and as I'm walking down the little sidewalk, I see a small bird fall from the sky and land and look severely injured on the sidewalk. And then a much larger bird swooped down and pulled its head off and flew away.
Just the head.
Just the head.
That's impressive.
Pretty impressive.
You know why?
I saw nature.
That first bird?
Yeah.
He talked.
That's it. Second bird was the goon.
Talked.
He said something to some bird
he shouldn't have.
He was the fucking rat. A little birdie told me.
They're trying
to make sure no one remembers.
You know that whole little birdie thing?
Uh-huh.
That's him.
Yep.
Yikes. All right, let's get into the news.
Let's do it.
X-Force.
The movie?
The movie.
Okay,
really?
But by whom?
All right, so by Fox.
Okay.
So this is part of the Fox franchise we hear.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Pretty much what happened was a website called xmenfilms.com that I had never heard of before prior to this. I guess part of their regular searching, they search out domain names, which is a pretty popular thing to do.
Right.
People do this now. We're trying to uncover things.
Right.
And they found a domain name, xforcefilm.com, that was registered by Fox.
Right.
Right? So they leaked the story. They must be developing a movie.
Uh-huh.
And then I Can't Draw Feet confirmed on his Twitter account, I believe, that in fact... We know who I'm talking about. I Can't Draw Feet.
No.
Rob Liefeld.
Thank you.
Okay.
I knew who you were talking about.
Head too big.
Yeah.
Misproportioned guy.
Barrel just Captain America.
Wow.
Confirmed. Rob Cranky Pants Liefeld confirmed that, in fact, in some capacity, they are moving forward with an X-Force.
What would he have to do with that?
I think that he might be consulting in some capacity.
Oh, my God.
I'm okay with him consulting, considering he's partially responsible for creating the team. I have no problem with that. The thing I found most interesting about this, other than the fact that I think that it's long overdue that we have an X-Men film that doesn't involve the X-Men proper.
Sure.
Is that I think this is a really good way for them to finally get Deadpool back on film without pulling the trigger.
I heard they asked Ryan Reynolds.
And
he didn't know
what
was going on.
Yeah, he played kind of coy, so we'll see.
I don't know. I think this is the TV series we're talking about that they should make. And
see,
now they're just going to make a movie.
I don't think this is the TV.
No,
see,
Gen
this
X.
is too expensive.
Yeah,
X-Force Gen is
X.
Too but that's expensive.
What I'm, but I
yeah.
think you, this
Gen
is what
X
you need.
Gen X or New Mutants is the TV show that should be made.
You mean Alphas?
I think...
No.
Yeah. I think... We'll get to David Strathairn in a second. I think that you have Bishop in Days of Future Past, right? So you can have some sort of ham-handed way to bring him into X-Force and introduce Cable, which is pretty easy. You introduce Deadpool
That's
or you
not
bring
easy.
Deadpool back.
Cable's not easy.
Well, once you've established time travel, Cable is easy.
Ugh, just awful idea.
Deadpool, then, you know, I think is a follow-through. I don't know. I don't think it's such a bad idea.
We'll see.
But let's talk about Days of Future Past, since I happened to mention that quickly.
Let's do it.
Bryan Singer has now confirmed that Lucas Till will be returning in Days of Future Past. Those of you who don't know Lucas Till, he played Havoc in First Class.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm okay with this. First of all, I thought he was great in First Class.
He was good.
And I'm surprised it took this long to confirm him.
Yeah,
it seems like...
Was anyone doubting?
Are the rest of them not in there?
The only ones confirmed so far are Jennifer Lawrence as Mystique.
I thought they all signed on.
Well, Kitty Pryde was confirmed, but she's not First Class. No, I don't think they are all signed on.
Beast?
Beast is confirmed.
Beast confirmed, yeah.
Beast is confirmed. And then McAvoy as well as...
Right.
Patrick's...
Fishbinder.
Fassbender. Michael Fassbender. Those, but I don't think the rest of them are confirmed.
Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, that's what I said, isn't it?
You said Mark.
Did I? I thought I said Michael.
No, I'm pretty sure
you may have
sure
confused
Mike.
Him with Mark Strong.
No, I think I said Michael.
I'm pretty sure he did.
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out in the replay.
Yeah.
All right. Since we mentioned David Strathairn a moment ago.
Yeah.
You mentioned him.
Tell me more.
A website.
By saying, we'll talk about him in a minute.
Yeah, but didn't someone else say something? I don't know. There was some sort of time.
Alphas.
I mentioned alphas. Yeah.
So a website which I credit zero credibility
Latina
to.
Review?
Latina Review.
It's the one where I got the news from a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Latina Review this week.
Not really.
Said that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was being courted by Marvel to play Doctor Strange, which was promptly followed by Joseph Gordon-Levitt saying, yeah, not true. So Latina Review.
What, was it followed by him saying that?
Yeah. Him through his agency said it's not true.
Good.
It's not a rumor.
Because he's so inappropriate, it's not even
completely
funny.
Completely inappropriate. Now, someone else on Twitter said to me, I heard somebody said that the guy that plays Jon Snow, maybe?
Yeah.
On Game of Thrones
for,
would make a fit for. But personally, I think they're too young. I think you need to bring Doctor Strange in older.
Yeah.
As a mentor type character.
Absolutely.
I don't want to see young Doctor. I don't want to see 1602 Doctor Strange.
60-year-old Stephen Strange.
That's what I want. That's what I want. I think that's appropriate for that character. So let's hope that that's a bunch of hogwash.
And has Latina Review responded by saying David Strathairn is now who we're picking for?
No. Latina Review just shoves out another rumor. They just find another one on the rumor tree.
Latina Review now reporting what's his name from Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
The one who played Mr. Fantastic?
Ian Grufford?
Grufford?
Yeah.
Is playing Doctor Strange.
Are they?
We should just get a website called like Latin Ooh, like with a U review. No,
Latina Reviews.
That's it. Just do that.
Anyone accidentally clicks.
And we can just start all our own rumors.
The worst part about it is that people start quoting them like mad.
Well, that's the problem. Something goes out on one blog and everybody needs to like reblog it,
now,
right? If you will.
I'm not saying that I don't use sometimes questionable sources when I report stuff, but I try to use like a Variety, Hollywood Reporter, the actual studio.
The scandal
sheets. Actual ones with the actual sources and stuff.
Hush Magazine.
Use, like, some sort of legit. Now, again, I'm not saying I've never reported rumor. We've never talked about rumor.
Because God
only knows we have.
Oh, yeah.
Ad nauseum.
We've only been doing rumors, though, for like 297 episodes.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I find that some rumors sometimes have some sort of believability to them, and then there's just Latina Review that I feel like they just throw stuff out there and it sticks every time. It's amazing. I mean, it sticks amongst the community.
Shit does stick.
Yeah, shit does stink.
Wow.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Assassin's Creed limited edition, Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flags limited edition set.
Black what?
Black Flag.
Am I deaf today? I thought you just said Black Fang.
No, I'm pretty positive. I
no,
said flag.
No, he did say black flag. I want to know where his head's at.
I cannot wait to hear the review.
Well, the game's not out yet.
Not even a little.
But no.
The
replay
of of this program. Yes.
But they did announce the limited edition set and what it comes with.
Yeah.
Half of it you probably care two shits about, like the steel case and the special box.
What?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
However, the flag.
Does it make a ding noise when you flick it with your finger? Yeah.
The flag looks pretty fucking cool.
Is it black flag?
It's an all black flag with a crest on it. With that.
Okay.
The assassin's crest.
Ooh.
On it. And then the statue.
That
looks really cool too.
So is there a regular limited edition and then a limited edition, or just a regular limited edition?
As you know far what I'm talking as about I've edition? Seen so far, there is the limited edition and the standard edition. I haven't seen that middle set yet. I do know what you're talking about. It's that weird middle of the road set.
That's what I got for Grand Theft Auto V.
The middle set.
Yeah, they have like, it's like $10 more. You get an art book, a CD, a bunch of I don't know exactly what's in it. I'm not quoting. But, you know, like an art book, a CD, extra stuff in-game, which always kind of bothers me a little bit. The soundtrack, a digital download, blah, 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 behind the scenes, that kind of cool stuff. And then there's the Mega Edition, which comes in a bag where you can carry, you know, money out of a bank with, like a sniper round. know, like all that kind of shit that no one cares about.
Yeah, I think there's a soundtrack and an art book that may come with this as well. Although I'm not 100% sure on those two.
It does.
And of course, also announced just today, I think, is the Man of Steel limited edition set. Both of these, by the
way. Does it come with an alternate ending?
It does not.
Damn it.
Does it come with an alternate film?
No, but it comes with two really shitty subpar figures.
Yay.
Of Zod and Superman. Both of those, by the way, you can order through the posts on the website. The link to the Amazon thing is there.
So you can order both of those.
Look, some people may want Man of Steel. Completionists. Some people did enjoy it. I don't know who they are.
I didn't say I didn't.
But some of them did enjoy it.
Sure.
All right.
Totally.
Let's quickly mention the I'm fucking in trouble segment of tonight's show.
Go on.
Sideshow finally fully announced.
Oh, geez.
Sort of.
Fucked.
The J. Scott Campbell Spider-Man collection. Now, I had seen previously like a sort of mock-up of the Mary Jane statue. And I had seen a blurry vision of the Gwen Stacy statue. And I don't think I had seen Spider-Man. But now they've released the first image of all three pieces. God damn it. Fucking Sideshow.
What you need to do.
They're gorgeous.
What you need to do is when they start. They didn't start soliciting them yet,
they have
right?
not, no.
What you need to do is when they start, you got to get on the flex pay.
Yeah, I know.
Got to get on the flex pay.
I'm 100% in. On Mary Jane, no doubt.
Right.
I'm probably pretty 100% on Spidey.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gwen Stacy is hit or miss. Not that I don't like the Gwen Stacy bit, but as far as like my personal collection goes, Gwen Stacy is missing in my personal collection.
All the more reasons, sir.
I know, but you know, I kind of focus on Spidey and MJ.
I'm just
That's
saying.
Where the focus lies. But yeah, they look gorgeous, in my personal opinion. And then in the also, I'm fucked. And this is part of the pre-Comic-Con news. DC, through their solicitations, and I believe the figures will actually be at Comic-Con.
On display or for sale?
On display, not for sale.
Okay.
There's a bunch of things that were announced, but the two most interesting to me, the Arrow figures
Surprise.
From the TV series. These are 6-inch scale. It's Arrow and Deathstroke, and they look pretty fucking good. And I'm excited that they're 6-inch and not that
3 3/4
3 3/4
scam scale.
That's what I was really afraid of.
Right.
And in addition to that is the Greg Capullo Batman figures, which is a Batman figure, which looks cool. It's Batman.
Right.
Nightwing, which I don't get even remotely sort of. And then the Talon figure. Not the Talon figure from the book Talon. The Talon figure from the Court of Owls series.
Right.
Wow.
Really?
Does that figure look good?
Get
it
that.
Looks
yeah.
really
can you,
good.
Can you get me an image of that scapegoat?
These are also in the 6-inch scale.
Did we post this on the website?
They are on the website, and they will be in the photo gallery. Also in the 6-inch scale.
Remember the website, don't you, scapegoat?
It is bigkevsgeekstuff.com.
And if you go to the Tuesday recap, I believe they should be in there. Tuesday actually might have went up today. So that they might not be a recap for that.
Tuesday set. Recap? What is...
It's the new recap.
What's going on over at the
new
website.
Recap, everybody.
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to see... I want to be able to comment.
Yeah. Both... They're the 6-inch scale, but I believe the Batman figure or the Talon figure is almost 7 inches.
I don't have it.
By the way, and Scapegoat is strolling through the site at the moment trying to find me this picture, and I just saw, we should say, a hearty... Congratulations to our friends over at the Four Horsemen.
That was next.
Oh, that's next.
That's next.
Aha! I'm ahead of the game.
That's fine.
Where we congratulate them on their Kickstarter campaign to do the.
It's the next set of figures in the Gothitropolis
line. Gothitropolis.
We saw these at the retrospective
the show,
2 years ago.
I think so. Yeah.
And I remember the Cardinal figure for sure, and a couple of the other ones. So mm-hmm. I believe that it has been successfully funded, and they've hit their first stretch goal for that as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I just saw a picture. Wow.
Of the Talon figure, right?
Wow. But no mask. But no, like...
What do you mean no mask?
Is that the right...
No, you're thinking of the court. You're thinking of the yeah. members of the court, where right. they're the old stodgy no, guys and girls.
Put that back.
With the white mask on. The Talon, which is the vigilante assassin
you're right.
is that.
That is amazing. Yeah, that is an I gotta awesome have that.
Figure. That looks really
can you,
good.
Can you scroll up Scapegoat so that I can see the Nightwing that he's complaining about?
It's not a bad figure.
Okay.
It's not a bad figure. I just don't get why they chose that in the Greg Capullo Batman line of figures.
Oh, okay.
Did you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I would have okay. rather have seen a member of the court.
Gee, me
which
too.
Would have made much more sense and I think would have sold really
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
I think even, to be honest with you, I think Robin would have even been a better choice.
Maybe.
Just Nightwing just seems
dead,
like an
dead
odd
Robin?
Choice to me. Yeah.
Dead Robin?
Yikes. That's what I saw today. Get beheaded by a another bird.
You know why?
Why?
He squealed.
Are we done with that? Can we have
yeah,
you
yeah,
seen
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's fine.
So real quickly, the Four Horsemen Kickstarter campaign, the Gothitropolis line, these are awesome. These are the Raven figures, which are the companions
right.
to the Scarabeus figures, which we talked about God,
forever
it's
ago.
Be a year and a half
yeah,
ago, maybe
yeah.
even 2 years ago.
Definitely a
I
long
forget.
Time ago.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
and I think $45 is the first pledge that gets you a figure, and then it goes up from there.
Is that how it goes?
But there are pledge levels below that for T-shirts, stickers, etc. And there are pledge levels way above that.
Right.
I think 200 and change may get you the full run.
Wow,
I think
the on a note about the Four Horsemen, what's going on? Did he say anything? Our pal Corn Boy, a friend
yes.
of the show. Has he given us any indication about that series that we want to see him
no.
do?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and the indication he gave us
what was
that,
it called? Do you remember what it's called?
I don't remember what it was called. But the indication he gave
figure.
Was that...
They're going 3 3/4.
They wanted to go 3 3/4.
And like GLaDOS, right?
But that this was the next big
oh,
thing.
Oh, this was the priority?
This was, if you remember, they wanted to get these figures...
Oh, I remember.
I believe they wanted to get these figures just done straight out.
Yeah, I
without
remember.
Without the Kickstarter campaign. And the figure that they had gotten back from the manufacturer was like
China.
Yeah, it was astronomical. And
yeah.
they were just like, we just can't do it.
Right.
So they decided to do the Kickstarter campaign. Now, they've been developing this Kickstarter campaign. They've got a lot of feedback from the community about
Magma.
What do you want to see? Yeah,
Magma Core.
Yeah. What do you want to see? And that this kind of thing. And mm-hmm. what are the stretch goals you want to see? And blah, blah, blah. The figures look awesome. It's again, it's been funded. And it still's got 25 days to go. So,
how much of that money goes into Cornboy's hairpiece?
I like Cornboy's new short hair.
Really?
Yeah, and he got rid of the porn mustache.
I saw him.
By the way,
I saw him hawking cleaning products on a commercial recently.
If you pledge $10,000 or more, they will buy you Taco Bell.
They will. Yeah. So, there's actually a
that's $10,000 for Taco Bell.
No, they'll fly you out with them, cover partially airfare. You get to hang out with them. In a hotel, get a Taco Bell lunch.
In Jersey?
Visit the studio. Visit the studio, get a customized bird cage, a two-up Raven prototype, all kinds of cool
stuff.
Yeah,
you get a two-up.
Oh,
yeah, and a t-shirt and some other things. I mean, it goes all the way up to $10,000, but you got, you know,
$265,
$90, all kinds of different
they're actually
pledges.
Part of some auction now, too, for a couple of Paintmaster two-ups.
Yeah, I saw that.
For
it's
like Make-A-Wish, right?
Yeah.
For some DC two-ups or something.
So I would say...
Four Horsemen are really getting around.
Good for them.
Yeah, no. And they deserve it because they're... And I have to say this, and maybe he'll give me shit about it, but I'm hoping not. Of all the things that we talk about that the Four Horsemen do...
Yeah.
There's as many things that they do that we don't talk about.
Do they still sculpt for NECA?
Cannot talk about.
I know they sculpt for Mattel still.
Yeah. But we can't, we are not to discuss who else they may do work for. The point I'm trying to make is all the things that we do discuss that they do, there's as many things that we can't discuss that they're responsible for.
But I'm always very happy.
They're pretty prolific.
When they're I'm always very happy when their own products do well.
Yeah.
And even the Outer Space Man, which I very which much is, consider their product,
which is
really kind of like a read.
And now the Power Lords, they're going to do. I saw some of those.
But like the Gothitropolis, this is actually the third set of figures in the Gothitropolis line.
Right.
The first were the Timekeepers, which were those little demon dudes, right? And then they had the Scarabus figures.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of which, that right there, box of Scarabus figures.
You got a box of Scarabus.
And then there's these.
Did you pledge 200 so you can
I have not yet pledged.
Can I ask an ignorant question?
Not ignorant.
Do you ask another kind?
Go.
See, that was an ignorant question. That was an ignorant question.
I'm proving that you can.
So anyway, the point is there a story behind all these figures? Do they take place in a universe of some kind?
Yes, it's their own like created universe.
But do they have stories to go along? That's my question.
They do.
Is there like a written or a comic?
They do. Okay. And if you go to Source Horseman, I think is their new site, or fourhorseman.com,
yep.
I believe there was a Gothitropolis page that has a lot of that text, as well as there's text on the back of all the packaging.
I am enamored, as I have said 100 times before, by the Outer Spacemen. I think that they are kind of the greatest sort of revivalist, if you will, retro yet brand new toy line out there. It's one of my favorite collections. It's actually one of the few collections that I've actually had negotiations to be able to be displayed on the first floor of my home.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I've been in negotiations to actually display the Outer Spacemen in their packaging on the first floor of my house. Now, it may not seem significant to you, but that is significant.
I understand the significance of that.
We'll make sure that goes in the news segment next week.
All right. I have...
it's not news, though. It's old.
I have one more thing for the news segment this evening. I feel like we're moving very fast tonight. Am I missing anything?
I want to talk really quickly. It's very exciting news. Angry Birds Star Wars 2.
Yes. Yes. I'm glad that you brought that up because I forgot.
Yeah. So they made a really stupid looking trailer that looks like it goes at the end of like a Sunday morning cartoon. It's like, now with all your favorite characters and even more powers and abilities than before. But as we all know, Angry Birds is pretty addicting and the Star Wars version is pretty cool.
Yes.
So the second one, it looks like they have Darth Maul in there with different powers. You can... throw a lightsaber, all kinds of cool stuff.
And I believe
it's going to be a lot of fun. Did you know if you tap on the birds, by the way, that's how you use those special abilities?
What do you mean?
Like, that's how you use them. You fling them and then tap, and then they have a special.
This is a knock on me.
Oh.
He was playing through Angry Birds, I want to say probably 7 levels without knowing that they had special abilities.
Like,
why is it so hard to knock down the tower?
You have to use just tap. Kirby's force.
No. Regular Angry Birds.
No, it was regular Angry Birds.
Before Angry Birds Star Wars.
Oh, like the ones that split.
Yeah.
Exactly. He didn't know that. Exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah. But anyway, it does look really fun. Every Angry Bird I've played is really addicting and fun.
And I believe in addition. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In addition to the game, I believe they've launched they announced figures and more merchandise.
Yeah,
as
of course they had. Plush
and I think more of the mini game.
It's all Hasbro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I believe I saw Joe tweeting about it.
Oh, yes?
Feverishly.
No, the plushes are Commonwealth, I think, or something like that.
Oh, are they Commonwealth?
Yeah.
The plush is not
Hasbro.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all the physical.
The toy, the actual toys and whatnot.
The figural things.
You had something, right? Something premiered they wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Actually, thank you for bringing that up because it's too hot for me to remember anything.
Yeah.
It's too darn hot.
I watched the premiere of Beware the Batman.
I did not know that this had premiered. I thought we were still a couple weeks away.
On Cartoon Network.
But
I went into some sort of funk after last week's show.
Yeah.
And I'm
so sorry.
I hallucinated all sorts of crazy shit that apparently didn't happen. Like, I hallucinated the fact that I thought you guys went and saw Pacific Rim.
Did you know who do you know who the new doctor is also?
No, that I did not
know. No, didn't wake up dreaming like, I got it.
So I watched it, and I think I watched it on a Saturday morning.
Right.
And all I was thinking the whole time was, I don't have any Fruit Loops. So that's just calling back to my youth, I suppose. But... I found it much, much too clean.
What do you mean by that?
Clean? Okay.
Like Clone Wars season one clean. Everything is really smooth. They haven't, it's 3D animation just like Clone Wars.
Right.
Not the same style though.
Clone Wars. Well, yeah, similar style.
Similar style. Okay.
Yeah. It's a similar design style. But everything is really smooth and clean. Like Batman looks like he's wearing like, you know, Mistress Batman's rubber suit.
Right, right, right.
You know, because everything more like is really, it's really shiny and so on.
So they don't have like cloth simulators.
Yeah.
They didn't want to spend the money.
They didn't come out with a big villain at which I appreciated. It's was like Dr. Pig and Mr. Toad or something.
Yeah, we saw that in the trailer that came out a bit
so
ago.
So is it a Saturday morning kids cartoon or is it something for the adults to enjoy as well?
No, you know, it's definitely
a kids cartoon.
It's not Brave and the Bold. It doesn't have that level of humor. It's somewhere between Clone Wars and the 90s Batman animated series.
Okay.
Well, that's a huge gap.
It's got a serious tone to it. I mean, it's not, you know, there's no lightheartedness about it.
But it's probably meant for 12, 13, 14 and not
maybe
nine.
Not 35, 36, 37.
Probably.
What? That's ridiculous.
I don't understand what you mean.
And being but that yeah. you're none of those numbers.
Actually, I'm exactly one of those numbers. It's amazing.
I can't wait till I'm as old as you, OG. But anyway, I found it much back. Too clean. And a couple of things also. Alfred is a combination between what I would consider the Sean Connery Bond at an older age and Jason Statham.
Yeah, he's kind of like Alfred, right?
Yeah.
What?
He's bald. Right?
Yeah.
But he's got like that Connery swag about him.
Fierce.
But he speaks, it's like Jason Statham is doing the voice, like, I'm here to protect you. I'm Alfred the Butler.
It's like Michael Caine on crack.
It is definitely not. It's definitely younger set Batman.
Right.
So that's fine. And the fact that Alfred's a little younger is fine.
Is there any backstory?
It's the Alfred backstory, but it seems, again, more like Alfred was Bond and not. You know, like an MI sort of
MI6
attaché, you know, like, you know what I mean? It seems much more like
actiony,
like he was like that, but he still has Jason Statham's cockney voice coming out of his mouth. So it's a little weird. The other thing that's weird in the pilot, Alfred is taken prisoner.
Right.
Right. And he says, oh, you see, I'm getting older and I'm not able to protect you. And one day I won't be around and da, da, da. So I have brought someone else in to help me protect you.
Is it Robin?
Blah, blah, blah. No, it's Katana.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. But she's not going by Katana. She's just going by whatever her Yoshiro Tamaka.
I believe she eventually does go by Katana.
She might, but she's not right out of the gate.
That's end of season
and
one.
And she is the driver. She's the driver slash bodyguard for Bruce Wayne or something.
She's kind of like Kato.
In many ways. It is a lot like Green Hornet in that way, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right.
It's interesting. I don't know that I fully appreciate it, but it's certainly interesting. And what I will be interested to see is some of the more prolific villains and how they're going to handle those. I'm not keen on the voice talent for Batman, or especially Alfred, if I haven't made that clear. I'm not keen on the voice talent for Alfred, but for Batman, but it's okay because it's never going to be Kevin Conroy, so fine. Right.
Oh,
you just said Kevin Conroy, and it struck a bell in my head.
It's like lightning. Struck your brain.
Yeah. So DC Today, in their pre-Comic-Con announcement, announced the next animated feature.
After Flashpoint?
After Flashpoint Paradox, which comes out at the end of this year. The next one is Justice League War.
Okay.
Which is Justice League Origins Volume 1 DC New 52 era.
So first foray.
So first they flashpoint it to reset everything, and then they start rebuilding.
Well, they're never
really
the same continuity anymore. Yeah, the one-off movies.
They will be now.
It's following. I'm fine with comic book continuity, which would I hope. Although I'm going to say I think that Justice League is an odd choice to start with.
Why?
Well, because if you do animated. Films about the individual characters and then they come together.
Holy crap. It's almost like it's taken from another idea.
There's a
that
successful,
was successful
model there.
No,
that
I
DC
think
cannot adapt.
I think all the animated guys are just like, I don't want to deal with this shit. Let's just put out Justice League, which is, you know, one of the most famous DC animated works.
Right.
I think if this is going to become a regular thing, why not start with Justice League? No.
Super Friends would be one of the most famous DC animated.
I mean, in the DC animated universe.
What I'm hoping is next. Super Friends. What I'm hoping is next, and what I'm hoping gets a two-part treatment.
Yep.
Is Court of the Owls, which I actually think they should have started with.
That'd be cool. Night of the Owls? Is it Night of the Owls?
It's Court of the Owls is what it starts with, and then it's then it becomes Night of the Owls is like the little mini follow-up, but I believe it's Court of Owls.
Okay.
Court of the Owls. Yeah, I really want to see that animated. Really.
It'd be pretty badass.
I think it would be awesome.
It would be.
We'll I think see. It would be awesome. And then the only other thing that I wanted to bring up real quick. Well, I'll try to watch what's it called? What is the Batman? Beware the Batman.
Beware the Batman.
I'll try to watch it Beware for next Batman. Week.
Yeah, I'll so check I can it out.
Comment next week.
It's on the Cartoon Network.
And we'll say next week we'll talk about Pacific Rim.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Can I also just say really quick, I watched a lot of, I watched the entire thing of Cartoon Network. I didn't fast forward through anything. There is a bunch of garbage on Cartoon Network.
Well,
garbage.
I think
right from the advertisements right through the bulk of the rest of the program.
I think there's a lot of stuff on Cartoon Network that just isn't quite meant for us.
Well, I get we're not getting any. I guess we're not getting any screeners from Cartoon Network anymore.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
Yeah, anymore.
Which is not Cartoon Network, but is on Disney.
XD.
The Phineas and Ferb Mission Marvel episode. Phineas and Ferb, anybody? No? Anybody watch Phineas and Ferb? You should watch Phineas and Ferb. Phineas and Ferb is kind of like
Adventure
Animaniacs
Time.
Meets Dexter's Laboratory. Me You're
that actually just, sounds
you
good.
You are just taking cartoons that you liked and mashing them.
No, I'm serious.
It's like Adventure Time.
It's actually really funny, and it's definitely meant for two audiences. Like it definitely
I like those.
Brave and the Bold.
It definitely has a kid, and it definitely has okay for adults to watch. And this summer in August, they're doing a Marvel crossover episode that looks really funny.
Now that Disney owns them, pay them. Oh, I have another quick bit of news.
Yeah, go for
so
it.
We talked about Lego the Movie or whatever it's called, which actually looked really surprisingly good.
Very good.
They just announced they're making a Lego the Movie game.
And no one is surprised.
Yes. Because why not? If you made a movie based on games, why not make a game based on the movie?
So meta. They also announced today two more Minecraft sets, by
Did
the way.
They?
Two more Lego Minecraft sets. So this will make four.
And no one
How
is
How hard
surprised.
Is it to make cubes?
Yeah, well,
I don't understand.
Minecraft is really
to.
Just Lego on your computer anyway.
Right.
So
Minecraft is the worst fucking game I have ever had the displeasure of seeing, and I owned an Atari 2600 and an Intellivision 1.
Did you play
1.
E.T.?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Seriously.
I liked Carnival for the ColecoVision. Anyway.
I liked Kaboom.
I liked Kaboom as well.
It was good. Pitfall.
Pitfall was good.
Enjoyed that.
Adventure. Jungle Adventure. Adventure Jungle. Anyway.
Yeah.
I think we should wrap up this new segment.
Let's do it.
Clearly veered far off.
Oh, the only quick thing I want to say.
Affecting us.
Shows that started that we talked about a couple weeks. I talked about a couple weeks back. Yeah. Newsroom season 2 started.
Yes.
Still amazing. Yes. Please catch up season 1 and then watch this.
Okay.
Really well done. I'm not going to go too in depth on that. Suit started. Also really good season. Keep watching that. Dexter's actually still, I don't know how I feel about that. If there's anyone who watches Dexter and wants to hear more, I'll give you my thoughts, but just some quick
stuff. Will you tweet that out?
I'll tweet that out. Some Dexter stuff. And that's pretty much all I got.
Oh, no.
Please,
add one more.
Please cancel True Blood.
Yes.
Please, for the
I
love
haven't even watched it
of
yet this
God,
season.
God, cancel
like
the goddamn.
Either get
but,
Jessica.
Oh, guess what? It's renewed.
Yeah, I know. It got renewed for one last season, I think.
They had an excuse to put Jessica in a hot school girl uniform.
I know.
For no fucking
either
reason.
Either get
no fucking
Jessica
reason.
Naked or end the show. Yeah. That's for True Blood. And the other one is Falling Fucking Skies.
True. I was going to let you take that one.
Holy crap. Is that show good?
And
it
just
is a
for
good
good
show.
Laugh, Drunk History, Drunken History.
If is
you
it?
Watched
is
that
it?
Yet? Have you watched it yet?
I saw it when it was on Funny or Die in those little shorts.
I thought it was.
And some of it was funny, and some of it's like you need to edit this down.
No, it's. I think it's the Lincoln one, the Lincoln assassination one.
Yeah,
is really funny.
All right,
but the Elvis one with Jack Black as Elvis.
Yeah.
is even funnier.
All right, so
in my opinion,
keep an eye out for that.
What's her name? We were one more thing before we go. We were talking about her from Newsroom. Sloan.
Yeah, I don't want you to go on a tirade about her.
It's not going to be a tirade. It's going to be
Olivia
brief.
Munn.
Olivia Munn.
Oh yeah.
Ever
yeah.
since she was naked in Magic Mike.
Yeah.
I've like
built a little more respect.
I don't know that it's respect. Yeah. But she looked a little bit hotter.
She is on
what you call it?
Newsroom.
Newsroom. Yeah.
She's. Okay. I think she's very attractive. She plays the role well. She's quirky. I know you guys have a bad experience with her phoniness and launching her career out of bullshit. Apparently,
I'm gonna say this.
Yeah,
I did like her on her brief stint on New Girl. I think she was on two or three episodes.
Was she in New Girl?
She was on a couple episodes.
Okay,
I actually really liked her on that. So perhaps as an actress, she is fine, but as Olivia Munn, she still bothers me.
Okay,
is that
okay.
a fair?
Yep.
Statement.
Fair enough.
Okay,
I'd like to meet her.
Magic Mike.
Let's take our first break.
All right.
Hello, this is Master Shake from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Mama, you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Listen up. You still listening? All right, have fun, you geeks. Goodbye, Mama. Shut up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 297, preview night.
On the road to 300.
On the road to 300.
I was too hot to bring us out of the first segment.
That's all right. It's fair enough. Before we move into the rest of the show, of course, Suburban Vinyl.
Suburban Vinyl.
Suburbanvinyl.com.
Do it.
For all of your designer toy and other general toy awesome goodness. Check out over there.
Usually of course, in vinyl.
July 27th, they have their Matt A Show Colorblind coming up.
Yeah.
I believe I'm pretty positive I'm going to be there. Hopefully, Big Kev will be
there.
That's
Friday.
Nice maybe Scapegoat came.
I'd like to.
Friday or Saturday?
I believe it is a Saturday evening.
Oh, Saturday evening.
So, Scapegoat from 6 to 9 p.m. Check out suburbanvinyl.com.
I know Scapegoat's schedule, and.
No, I don't know if I can't. We'll figure it out.
And of course, if you make a purchase. On the Suburban Vinyl website, there is a coupon code.
Yes, let's be very clear about this. This is for purchases online.
On the website.
So if you go
to the cashier,
if you go to Suburban Vinyl, you need an entirely different coupon code in order to get savings in the store.
That's right.
That coupon code is Blinky.
I don't think that's going to get I don't think he's going to honor that one.
I thought that was a thing.
You could try it, but I don't think it's going
to
get honored.
Well, okay, so give it a try. If you're going over to Suburban Vinyl and you're going to make some purchases directly in the store, which is an awesome space, by the way, use coupon code Blinky at checkout.
And give him a sandwich.
And that might work. And but no, this seriously, the coupon code we want to talk about, of course, is Big Kev over at the website. Going to get you 10%
off. 10% off, that's correct.
That's a good deal.
Of your entire order.
That's right.
And you want to do that. You want to help out Suburban Vinyl. You want to help out the show here. You want to help out our sponsor.
And I'm going to say it's either later this week or they might be up already. Go check out the Kid Robot Frank Kozik Marvel Labbits that just came out. Wolverine and Venom are the first two, and they're pretty fucking cool looking.
They're out.
If you're a Kozik fan. And Suburban Vinyl has those. So pick up your
it's pretty cool. Kozik they're pretty cool looking
over there. Smoking rabbits designed like Wolverine and Venom. All right.
Coming soon.
Before we move into the rest of the show, I actually forgot something that I wanted to bring up in the news segment.
Oh, yeah.
And that was another Hasbro announcement, actually.
Okay.
This is a new line in their Creo line, a new license for their Creo line.
Uh-huh.
And this is Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, really?
They've gotten a Dungeons & Dragons license. And at San Diego this year, if you stop by the booth, I want to say it's Friday afternoon at a certain time, you could get a free poster for the,
ooh.
Which is that they released a teaser image of the first line. It's pretty cool. Because there's a lot of army building capabilities in Dungeons and Dragons.
So, OG, let me ask you, will this be based on the animated series, or this is just like a general overall sort of D&D license?
Well, as far as I could tell...
OG, I'm sorry to cut you off there.
Really?
That is the D&D music.
Really?
This is back? Yeah, well, hey, you know, when no one can stop the D&D, sir. We have a brand new...
Damn you, Stephen Lynch.
Wait. Can we roll a 12-sided die?
We can.
Yeah.
To see who goes first.
No.
Okay.
We can't.
If you want to be a
all right, here, I'm gonna roll it right now behind the DM screen.
Okay.
Oh, looks like I go first.
I don't see any M&Ms.
No, and again, three people on the planet got that joke. This is actually really exciting. You know, we've been talking about these D&D books for nigh on 7 years.
Yeah.
And some of them are extraordinarily exciting. I know, OG, I'm going to pass this over to you because I have the information on this sheet here. Brand new one to check out, which brings old and new together, if you will.
It's like Days of Future Past for Dungeons and Dragons.
It is. This is the Against the Slave Lords sort of adventures, if you will. So back in the old days of Advanced Dungeons and Dragons, they put out these things called modules that the DM used to kind of structure the game around. There's kind of a story, the characters that you were DMing or if you're a player, you're one of these characters, and you enter this story that's happening. And these modules contain maps and new characters and new sometimes new creatures and all sorts of things. Against the Slave Lords, though, one of the most popular series ever. There were at least four or five in here. I think it was four. Maybe it was five. And then there was like a special number zero. I think it was four, actually. Yeah, it was four. And I'm going to give you a little flavor text, OG. Originally designed for Advanced Dungeons & Dragons Open Tournament at Gen Con 10, 11, 12, 13, the Slave Lords adventures became instant classics, which broke the mold by delivering thrilling stories as well as challenging encounters. The Slave Lords themselves proved a worthy and memorable threat. Never before had the D&D game enjoyed such a rogues gallery of endearing and enduring villains. Against the Slave Lords collects the original four Slave Lords Adventures modules into one limited edition premium hardcover book, preserving the interior layout and timeless black and white interior art. This collection also includes a brand new full-length AD&D prequel adventure, and this is numbered A0. So we had A1, which was the Slave Pits of the Undercity. I actually ran you through that one.
Uh-huh.
OG, do you remember that?
I remember
that?
And I hated it.
A2 was Secret of the Slaver Stockade. A3 was Assault on the Eyrie of the Slave Lords. A4 is In the Dungeons of the Slave Lords.
And those were levels 4 through 7 models.
Were they?
They were meant for player characters who were levels 4 through 7.
Okay. I just want everyone to know, I am absolutely and entirely lost in this entire segment.
That's
good. Everyone to know that.
A lot of our listeners now, are right now, prequel, but it's okay.
Prequel adventure is numbered A0.
Which is for levels 1 through 3, I might add. I just looked
up. You know this off the top of your head?
Yeah. Okay. Danger at Dark Shelf Quarry, which introduces the threat of the Slave Lords in a new and exciting way.
It's nice because with the new prequel module, the 1 through 3, you could use this as a campaign starter
and
run it through level 7.
I mean,
it would be a really long game.
Really long
Although
game.
Levels 1 through 3 go
pretty quick.
Pretty toot sweet.
But, you know, and no one says that they have to go quick or they have to go slow.
No, sure.
But you know what?
You leave and come back.
If the adventure's really good, you don't need to rush through it. You can splinter off different things. You know, everybody has to have a Shady
Listen,
Dragon in.
This is what I was about to say. You start off your Against the Slave Lords game,
right?
By perhaps having all your player characters meet the plethora of NPCs, the myriad of NPCs at the Shady Dragon Inn.
The Shady Dragon Inn.
Perhaps they toss back a cold ale,
mead.
Perhaps they sleep with a saucy bar wench.
Wow.
Listen, all of these are possibilities.
Shady Dragon Inn, two floors. There was the main tavern hall.
Wow.
There were two bedrooms and the innkeeper's room on the second floor. Very nice little outdoor area.
More than two up there?
No, I think it was three rooms total. Two were guest rooms and one was the innkeeper's room.
Big Kev's really geek stuff.
The one thing I don't think they ever released, unless it was in that bonus module, and I could be wrong, I don't think they ever did the basement to the Shady Dragon.
Oh, I don't recall there. There's no basement at Shady Dragon Inn.
But you could easily make it up. You just mirror the first floor just, you know.
No sweat.
We were trying to get a Dungeons & Dragons game together. We have a bunch of people who said, fine, I'll do it once kind of thing.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
We're still trying.
We're still trying to do that. I'm in. Tough. I'll play. Yeah. I'll play a game.
It's really tough though because we have all of us demanding schedules, and to get like we what we had hoped to do was like one day a month,
right?
Like a Saturday one day a month.
The problem with Dungeons and Dragons is the same problem with any MMO. Let's take it into the take it into the game
world. Oh, 21st century analogies.
For the most part, you can't log on to unless you're grinding.
Right.
Which is not something you normally did in D&D.
No, you really don't.
But unless you were grinding, you're not logging into WoW for a half an hour.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're logging into WoW for 4 or 5 hours.
Exactly.
You're doing a raid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're leveling up a couple times.
So it's like Monopoly with a story.
Yeah.
It just doesn't end.
Kind of.
So you can't get to all your friends together to play D&D for 45 minutes.
You're right.
No, it's literally
45 minutes.
No,
be one encounter if it's a really big encounter.
No, I mean one encounter with one creature.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean, this is an encounter. I'm talking about you could stumble across a big dog, and it could take literally an hour to get through that particular situation.
Which, don't get me wrong, it's both a good and bad thing. The problem is you have to have a really. That's why the old stereotypes of. You know, playing in your parents' basements, and it was true to a certain. When I used to play seriously, it was like a 12-hour gaming session.
Seriously,
it would start at lunch and end until we passed out, and there was pizza.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of those jokes Mountain were Dew. Kind of true to a certain degree.
Because
that's what the game required.
Well, I think we're at this point in culture, especially right now, where people are open to trying.
I don't disagree.
I don't think it's thrown to just people in their basement or whatever. Right. I think some people are like, you know, this is an extension and the origin of a lot of the culture they're used to. Why not do it? And we have a good amount of people doing it, you know, who like to.
What I think is going to happen with our particular cases, I think we're just going to start in the fall. And we're going to pick like a Saturday in September, sometime like late in September or middle of September. And we're going to say, okay, here's the date. Here's your invitation. You now have 2 fucking months to clear that Saturday, and we're going to start at 10 in the morning, and we're going to play until people don't want to play.
I have a feeling we shouldn't tell people it's going to be that long. We should just say, show up at 10, we'll hang out, and then we'll get involved.
Yeah. No one's
going to make a 12-hour commitment.
No. Listen. That's actually part of the problem, is you need to have that commitment.
But someone who's dabbling, who doesn't understand it, who's like, it sounds fun, isn't going to be like, totally, I'll stay
at
for 12
minimum,
hours.
You need
to get them in.
At minimum, you need 3 or 4 hours.
That's what I'm saying. You need them in the door.
To make characters, we can separate the wheat from the chaff.
I think we're getting too far off.
Yeah, this is
off.
Too in depth.
Right, the one thing I do want to say, though.
Listen, we haven't talked about D&D in quite a while, so I want to make sure that we're, you know, that people haven't forgotten that we cover D&D every week for a long time there. And we'd like to do that again. There's all sorts of anniversary and special editions and things coming out. And we're hoping Wizards of the Coast will help us be able to bring some more stuff to you guys, like Against the Slave Lords. And OG, comment?
I just want to say that for those of you maybe who don't feel like you may have the time to maybe even leave your own home, I have seen instances and read about instances online, successful campaigns run via Skype, Hangouts, etc.
That's
so there are people that are really dabbling with old school gaming with
new
modern
school.
Technology
awesome.
Try to make it work, and it does work. So there.
So I mean,
is there any really really basic like browser based version where it's literally you can be audio chat, but you have an animated representation of anything? Has anyone done this yet?
No.
Well, I know they've tried to done like full recreations in the universe.
Yeah, there was like a D&D MMO at one point.
Right, but that's a whole separate thing. I'm saying, is there anything that's literally the tabletop game, but you build it digitally?
No.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, and I'll
someone should do like a D&D Lego set.
And I'll tell you why.
Or like a virtual. I'm just saying.
I'll tell you why. Because if you're sitting in a room together.
Yeah.
I'm
saying for what you're saying.
Right.
The game is about, as far as I know, it's
a
lot about imagination and all that kind of
stuff.
I bet
if
I'm playing
through
Skype, you
had the time and wherewithal, you probably could do it through Minecraft.
That's a good point.
That's a terrible point.
It's
because
not a
now someone's going to do that, and that's
I'm sure it's.
It's going to be great. I bet it's great.
Kicking D&D in the balls. That's all it is.
You would still need. all the modules and the rule systems and go out and buy this
book. That's all I'm
saying.
I'm just saying to give people a little bit of landscape. Because if I'm playing in Hangout, I don't have that face-to-face.
Right.
Yeah. Why not have a representation? Why can't I create a character?
D&D is about people getting together and about... And that's like the core of it. The more we take away from that portion of it, the more disservice we do to D&D as a whole. But let's end this because we have 100 other things to do. Against the Slave Lords... $49.95. It gets you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 modules. Not bad. $10 a piece in a beautiful hardcover book from our friends at Wizards of the Coast. And that is the D&D update for the week.
It's D&D. Warriors that terrify. It's D&D.
I just want to point out he ended that segment by basically Bill Marring it, which means I'm just going to say the last thing and then say we have to move on, which makes me, by default,
right. Because I'm the host.
All right. Co-host. I'm just kidding.
But seriously.
That's what I meant.
Geek stuff. Comics, books, and graphic novels.
You'd like to talk about books?
I would like to talk about books.
Do you know how to count?
I have two that I actually have and one that
There's actually a third one that I'm surprised you didn't pick up.
What is it?
Think about it. The Batman 66.
Okay, that's the one I was going to mention that I actually didn't pick up. Yeah. So let's open with that. It's called Batman 66, referring to 1966. Right. And this is the further adventures of Batman based on the Adam West, Burt Ward television series. This is probably something I might pick up in trade for a goof.
Right.
But I don't think I can commit to reading this every month.
Can I just say randomly, my son was in the car and saw a Batman statue in front of a liquor store in South Jersey. Now, why it was in front of a liquor store, I don't know.
Was he holding the cigars?
But no. But my son, 2 years old, I had never shown him anything Batman related. I felt he was a little too young for it yet.
Right.
No. Batman.
Don't Boom.
Really?
Don't know where he got it.
Wow.
That's amazing. Batman is ubiquitous.
Somehow
he is everywhere.
Somehow from my seed.
Uncle Sex Bagel probably had something to do with
that's
that.
That's amazing.
other than that book, which I did not pick up, a book I did pick up is Batman and Catwoman number 22, formerly known as Batman and Robin, but there's still no Robin. This is Peter J. Tomasi and Patrick Gleason. Giving us the honors on this book, of course. And the book that everyone should be reading, but few are. This is the Batman Beyond Unlimited, number 18. Introducing Batgirl Beyond.
Ooh.
Oh.
What?
Really?
Oh. What?
I don't know. I'm odd about the I don't know how I feel about Batman Beyond. After the animated series,
seriously,
I just haven't cared about the book.
Well, I'm telling you, this is a book you want to care about. The art is really nice. The stories are really good. It's expanding the whole of that universe, not just concentrating on Terry. So I think it's really good. So I want to recommend that. Did you have any... You had no books this week, OJ?
No, I don't think so. I think there was a couple... Oh, Nova. Number 5 is out this week. I did.
Oh, so close. So close to being able to read Nova.
Yeah, and I think that was it. I think there might have been one or two other random books, but nothing really worth. I told you I pared back like hugely in the last
I know. I also picked up this week BPRD Hell on Earth. This is volume number 5. This is, of course, in the Hellboy universe. The Pickens County Horror and others, a bunch of those. BPRD stories collected together in one fine trade. $19.99 is the total. Going to get you lots of story, lots of design, art, so on and so forth. So you're definitely going to want to check that. From the pages of Hellboy. I like when they say stuff like that because that kind of ties it all together.
Sure.
BPRD is a really good book, I think.
Good times.
Despite its creator. And lastly, I picked up Black Kiss 2 by Howard Chaykin.
Okay.
Interesting cover.
Yes.
Very provocative.
It is. This is actually, and I will give you the flavor text. Nearly 25 years ago, Howard Chaykin brought the 80s to a close and comics to the brink with his landmark erotic thriller Black Kiss. Now, after years of anticipation, he's back with Black Kiss 2, telling the story behind that legendary story, like the original in glorious black and white. This is some of the first Howard Chaykin art that I had ever seen, that I ever really appreciated. He's amazing. And this, it is exactly what it sounds like. It is an erotic thriller, or porn. But it's kind of light on the porn side.
Softcore.
But it is a really... Black Kiss one was very bizarre. And when you're at the end and you're going, but it's one of those kind of stories.
All right. There is no way... I just want to give everyone a heads up. I don't want to spoil anything. I haven't read this yet. There's no way this is light porn. This is some... From one page I just accidentally flipped to, this is some Japanese
it's serious not that
tentacle.
Bad.
Like, really? Here you go.
There's no tentacle.
Just flip the next page. Okay. I'm just pointing that out.
Let me ask
There's
you this.
There's no tentacle.
Flip the page.
Let me ask you.
Flip the page. Show me. Page.
Let me ask you this.
Oh, that's a dream sequence.
That doesn't really? Make it okay. Let me ask you this.
Tentacle. Octadick?
It's probably him mocking it.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
With the release of Black Kiss 2.
Yes.
Did someone also reprint the original Black Kiss
book? Yes.
Okay.
And it was the people who brought us Black Kiss 2. I believe it was Image.
Because, right. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think I have any interest in reading it. But I'm assuming if you're going to read Black Kiss 2 and you've never read
probably want to read one.
Yeah, Black Kiss 1. Yeah, totally. Yeah, you should definitely check it out. It's some weird noir stuff. But the art, black and white art of Howard Chaykin is unbelievable. So definitely cool. Check that out. Are you looking to see if Retailer Y has it?
I am. Scapegoat? I believe they may. So,
And that's all I got for books.
All right.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
Product.
Yes. You have one and I have several. So you go first.
I have the brand new Batman black and white statue by Raphael Grandpa.
Grandpa.
I don't know. There is an accent over that A. So I don't know if we're supposed to say Grandpa or... Or grandpa. I'm saying grandpa because it's spelled grandpa.
I can think of his Munster for some reason.
And this features a black and white version of Batman based on the Brazilian artist, Raphael Grandpa.
Something about it felt a little Frank Miller-ish to me.
It seems a little hardcore. That may be where you're going with that. But I liked it. It's a really kind of more like a special ops take on Batman.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You know what I mean? There is a realism to this.
Hoorah.
That I appreciate. And do you know who sculpted this one, by the way?
I don't.
Friend of the program.
Yes.
Gene St. Jean.
Oh, Gene is a lovely man.
Gene St. Jean.
See, now that's a reason why I'm sad that I'm not going to San Diego.
Saint-Jean.
Because, you know, we didn't get to see much toy for her this year. So,
oh man,
tell us more.
Normally, in San Diego,
we don't have any answers. We'd love to tell you.
We still never got an answer.
We still have an answer about it.
Hopefully, we get to cover it next year.
Maybe. this statue is 7 inches high, pretty big, but he also has the impressive cape span, if you will.
Yeah, that box is huge and it's all cape.
Yeah, it is. It's going to run you about $80, part of the ongoing collection. Some new ones on the back.
I saw solicited Capullo, Batman, and Joker.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Two figures. And they actually sync up. Like, the bases, I believe, sync up in some capacity.
Really?
To make an action sequence.
Oh, that's... I don't like that.
I believe. I could be wrong.
You know, when they do goofy stuff like this... This is what we've been talking about. When they do goofy stuff like that...
Right.
When the idea of the line is so simple. We're going to represent Batman, different artists, different sculptors... And we're just going to represent the character in black and white. The end. And then they start doing villains. Then they start doing video game Batman. And then they start
I don't have an issue with video game Batman.
Now, and now they're going to start doing... What the point was to show Batman, showcase Batman through different artists.
Right.
They don't list the artist who designed the Batman for the video game. If they had said Joe Schmo, the designer of the game, I might have had less of a problem.
I don't fault them in making the figure. I fault them in their crediting scheme then.
Fine. They also took away the numbering, which we talked about.
That is odd.
That was really strange.
They don't want it to be finite.
Yeah.
Well, what it does is it devalues the piece because if there's not, you know, if there's 10 of them, it's pretty rare. If there's 10,000 of them, no one gives a crap. So it's,
and that's why there's no number at all.
Well, the point is that they used to be numbered. They took that away. I think they devalued the line in a way.
I do
by
like
doing
this
that.
Figure, though.
Yeah. I do.
I do.
But I still wish they had stuck to... If they're going to start doing more of these gimmick things, I might bail on this line.
I could be wrong on that base thing. Maybe it was just the way that I saw them in the image that I saw. But let's move on.
Let's. All
right.
I have...
OG has a bunch.
I have five things.
Do right it. Now.
These are all San Diego exclusives. But
I'm glad you're getting San Diego exclusives.
We were fortunate enough to get these prior to San Diego, so it would be remiss of us to not talk about them.
Let's that one it. Is awesome in your hand.
Yes, the first two. I had to do some dirty things for this one.
What did you have to do?
The first two that we have are both 3D retro exclusives.
Did you have to pumice Blinky's corns?
I did not have to pumice Blinky's corns. This is the Mouseketeer Army Will figure.
Yeah.
3D retro exclusive, booth 5051 at San Diego.
Uh-huh. Probably sold out as of right now.
Based on artwork by Bob Dobb and sculpted by George Gaspar.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's how you got it.
We talked about this on the show when it was first announced, but now we actually have it in the studio.
Nice job, Georgie.
Awesome. The paint.
I know. I see that.
Great. Of course, he's got one, two. I think he's got 4 points of articulation.
Wow. And no, is the neck? Does the neck?
Oh,
go?
Actually, I think he might only have 3 points of articulation.
Uh-oh, two. Three. Waist.
The waist looked like it went, but it's not going, and I don't want to break it.
It's too shy of the new Star Wars figure.
So it's 3 points of articulation, but it's an awesome figure. Of course, it comes with the baseball bat,
right?
The busted up Mouseketeer hat,
right?
With Will,
yeah.
The Disney.
It's really awesome.
Sewn in,
yeah.
Embroidered,
and the mouse skull logo on the front,
right?
It's just a great piece, and I'm really looking forward to hopefully what are more pieces.
Is this a line that's going to continue?
There were three other figures that teased.
Right.
And on if you bridge. Go back and find the post on the website.
And it's somebody who is, they're fighting, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so there it was, and I forget the name of the other group, but I think it's a bunch of, I think it's supposed to be a Brit group, you know, kind of like a punk Brit group.
Oh, yeah.
Over, what is it, Tom Sawyer's Island?
Yes.
In Disneyland.
And we were hoping that they were going to do the other
group. And we were hoping that they would eventually do the other group. And then, of course, a group of pro-Disney
kids
fight back.
And it's the Yippie invasion of Disneyland.
Yes, the Yippies. That's right. And, yeah. And then the Mouseketeer Army. So this is an awesome figure. I believe it's going to run you $70 for this figure. He's, what would you say? He's 8 inches tall? Thereabouts?
Looks like that.
Thereabouts. I'd say.
But it's a great figure.
Definitely.
The paint sculpt on it is great. Just a great concept in general. So definitely stop by the 3D Retro booth and pick up one of these.
That's really awesome. I would really like to have one of those.
And if you're not at San Diego, if you're not going to be at San Diego, I believe that after San Diego, these will go online for sale at 3DRetro.com. So yeah, grab it at the 3D Retro booth. And while you're there.
Yeah.
Scott Tolleson has an exclusive at the 3D Retro.
Oh.
Well. This is the Bitacritta figure.
Bitacritta.
I forget how much this one is going Bitacritta. For. I forget the price. But again, also at 5051. Right. Scott is not at 5051. Scott is at his own booth, like two booths down.
Right.
So if you buy this at 3D Retro, you can go get it signed. Scott's booth and get it signed. Scott's a great.
You can get back in line.
Is George there?
George is going to be at the Toy Break. October Toys.
Yeah, I figured.
And we'll talk about their exclusives very quickly.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome.
That's an accessory, sir.
I'll get it. So this is the Bitacritta. He also has, I think, only 2 or 3 points of articulation. He's got 3 as well. It's the head and the arms. And it's based on one of Scott's paintings. The accessory that he comes with is the little busted up booze bottle.
Wow, I really like that one too.
Yeah, it comes with a little busted up booze bottle, and it's just a little angry dude in like a dinosaur costume.
Yeah, it looks like a little dinosaur.
But he's all scuffed up, and the costume is torn.
Yeah,
it's got some Argyle patches on it to kind of mimic Scott's style. And it's just a great piece. And again, if they don't all sell out. At San Diego, they will be available at 3DRetro.com afterwards.
Oh, the Mouseketeer guy too?
Yes.
Oh man, I'm really interested in getting both of these pieces.
And since we mentioned October Toys, real quick,
uh-huh.
They've got 3 exclusives at their booth this year. It is the OMFG San Diego Comic Con exclusives blue set, except Puke Night comes with yellow
puke,
and yellow set, but Puke Night comes with blue puke.
Yeah, I remember that.
Exclusive header card.
Nice.
And then they also have a mini Deadbeat exclusive set.
Blue and yellow?
Unlike the other pieces, though, if these don't sell out, or if these don't sell at San Diego, which there's no way they're not selling at San Diego anyway, he had no intention of releasing these online. George believes in the exclusivity of exclusives.
Good thing we have
to
him here.
To a certain degree. So
yeah, yes. Good thing.
So if you're not at San Diego yet, get a mule to pick up some of these things for you.
Yeah.
Or if you're there, definitely go by and pick those up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
And 3D Retro, booth 5051. Check them out.
Do you think George would mule a Mouseketeer and a Bitacritta for me?
You could ask him.
How can I ask him? He's already there.
I might be able to put you in touch with him.
Okay, I'm just saying.
We'll get to that.
Those are really cool pieces.
They are really cool pieces. Oh, go ahead.
Any other cool pieces?
There are no other cool pieces. That's it for today.
Well, that's convenient because that sounds like the wrap-up music to me.
It is. And
well,
before we get to the wrap-up. Oh, go ahead. Do you
no,
have
no,
something?
No, go ahead.
Before we get to the wrap-up.
Keep on going.
Superpower Collectibles.
Superpower Collectibles.
Goodness, we almost forgot.
Superpower
Is that what you were trying to do, Scapegoat?
Yeah, no one forgot. You may want to keep on going, but we're going to go ahead and give a shout-out to our sponsors.
That's right.
Who we appreciate very much.
Go ahead, Scapegoat.
Tell us all about it.
Superpower Collectibles.
No.
Scapegoat, good.
Superpower Collectibles.
Uh-huh.
For all your geeky goodness.
There you go. And there is a coupon code.
There is. It is also Big Kev. And that gets you $10 off any $50 order. Free shipping on most items for any order over $99.
Right.
And a $1,000 order will get you those other two things. And...
Yep.
Date with Scapegoat.
That's correct.
There you go. So check out superpowercollectibles.com.
Yes. You know, you help us out. You help the sponsor out. You help yourself out by using the coupon code. Everybody gets helped out.
And in lieu of the rest of the wrap-up, because it is too fucking hot in here now.
That is true.
Let's just say that you could check us out online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Of course, there is the GVM line.
Yes, which is 460.
No.
Which, I mean, is 425. See, I'm getting all the numbers mixed up. You got me? It's too damn hot in here. But we have 425-920-6050, GVM line. Hear yourself on the show. Let us answer some of your great questions that you have.
Yes.
That's all we need. Catch us on Twitter. I am Scapegoat GS.
That's right.
You are?
At GeekStuffOG. And, yep, of course, the show.
BK.
never used. But right now, at BK GeekStuff.
Yes. Indeed.
Of course, Facebook as well, facebook.com/BKGeekStuff.
Yep.
YouTube, BKGeekStuff is the channel name.
Yep, do it.
Please continue to use that Amazon link.
Do it. By the way, pre-orders closing on the consoles. Yes. So if you haven't pre-ordered soon, they're gone forever.
Yes.
So make sure to do that.
Of course, check out the pre-orders for Man of Steel and Assassin's Creed if you're interested in those.
Absolutely.
At least Assassin's Creed.
And, of course, please continue to check out the posts on the blog.
You do a really good job updating, making sure we have all that stuff ready.
I hate to cut you off, but yes. Scapegoat and I actually need to get to the movies.
Oh, okay. So let's do this then.
And with that, OG, I will end this episode as we end all episodes by saying goodnight, Aileen Gaspar, wherever you are in San Diego.
And on that note, we cue the music.